This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. The Tully Monster is Illinois' state fossil, but until recently, scientists weren't sure what kind of creature it was. A team of researchers compared thousands of specimens and were finally able to classify the Tully Monster. I sat down with Paul Mayer, who is collections manager of fossil invertebrates at the Field Museum in Chicago, to talk about the discovery. Let's start off with a little bit of the Tully Monster's backstory. Can you tell me how it was discovered?
In 1955, Francis Tully was going through some of the spoil heaps from the strip mines down by the Braidwood Coal City area, and he came across some unusual fossils, and he brought them in to the museum to have them identified in 1958 by one of our curators, Eugene Richardson. These were very strange fossils, and they kind of stumped Richardson, and he spent quite a while trying to figure out what they are. He showed them to other geologists, paleontologists, and even zoologists, but really never got an answer as to what they might be. But in 1966, he finally published on the Tully Monster. He named it Tully Monstrum Gregarium in honor of Francis Tully. It would mean the common Tully Monster.
Can you tell me a little bit about what the Tully Monster looks like, and when did it live?
The Tully Monster lived about 307 million years ago in the Pennsylvanian period. It's a very strange animal. It's about a foot long. And if we start at the tail and kind of work our way up to describe it, the tail is kind of diamond-shaped, looks sort of like a squid's tail. Often a lot of reconstructions have the tail as flat, horizontal, like a whale, but the Tully Monster's tail probably would have been vertical, more like a shark's tail. And then as we go up, the body is kind of shaped like a tube of toothpaste, about the right size. Near the head, it has two bars that kind of stick straight across the body, and at the ends of those bars are eyes, and those bars probably would have been made out of something like cartilage, what your ears are made out of. And so it had this weird eye bar with two eyes sticking out, which is unusual. You might think something like a hammerhead shark where the eyes are way out on the ends of the head. And then as it goes up, it has this proboscis, a trunk, kind of like if you picture a miniature elephant, which is very unusual too. Some snails might have a proboscis or worms, and then that proboscis ends in a pair of what looks like claws, but is actually the mouth. Too small, kind of like a pincer, like the head of a pliers. In the pliers, there's two rows of small cone-shaped teeth-like elements. And so it's really a bizarre creature that doesn't look much like anything living today.
This discovery is being described as a solving of a scientific mystery. What was the mystery, and then what was the solution?
Well, the mystery is exactly what is a Tully Monster. Richardson tried to classify it back in 1966, and he ended up just publishing it under Problematica, which means he didn't know what it was. It was a strange animal that didn't really fit with any living group of animals, like the arthropods or the mollusks or the worms. Although Richardson did sort of hint that maybe it was a worm, an annelid, something maybe like a leech. And then in 1979, Merrill Foster published a paper where he thought maybe the Tully Monster was actually more of a gastropod, a snail that didn't have a shell, a free-swimming heteropod gastropod. I think in the 90s, Brett Bell came out with a paper where he did some phylogenetic analysis, and he thought maybe the Tully Monster was more closely related to conodonts, which is also a strange group, but has been placed into the vertebrates, the same group that we're in, something with a notochord. And so there's been a lot of mystery as to exactly what the Tully Monster is, and this is what we managed to solve, where we've looked through over 1,200 specimens in a lot of detail, photographing these, and we found key pieces of evidence, notochords, and what we think are some cartilage that would link this definitely with the jawless fish. And so we now believe this is a vertebrate in an extinct jawless fish.
So it took nearly 60 years to understand what the Tully Monster is. Why do you think it took that long to figure this out?
It's a strange creature, and it's found nowhere else in the world other than Illinois. So there's not a lot of people who are looking at it. There's only a select few. There's not many paleontologists in the world, and there's even fewer paleontologists who are interested in these types of animals. And so that's one reason. And the other reason is found nowhere else in the world but here in Illinois. And then it's also just that we now have collections that are large enough where we can look at lots of different specimens and see different orientations and different features that are only maybe seldom or rarely preserved. And that helped a lot. And then also the technology has come along now. So we have databases. We were able to digitally photograph these. I think we took over 4,500 photos just for this project alone, and then put them into the database and was able to sort through them looking for key features. So we could tag them with specimens that had the eyes preserved, specimens that had the teeth and mouth preserved, specimens that had the striping that some Tully Monsters seem to have, specimens that just had the tail. And that helped the researchers go through, and they were able to find exactly what they were looking for very quickly instead of going through all the drawers and cabinets where they're stored here at the Field Museum.
And you kind of touched on this, but the Tully Monster has a special link to Illinois. Can you tell me a little bit about that and the region where it's found?
Well, the Tully Monster is found nowhere else in the world. It's here in Illinois, in the Maison Creek area, which is about 50, 60 miles southwest of Chicago, near Joliet, right where Braidwood and Coal City is. And these were big strip mines in the 30s up through the 70s. And lots of the nodules that the Tully Monsters occur in this soft shale that's above the coal. And so all the machinery that they used to strip mine the coal, they just pushed all the material above it off into big piles. People could go there and collect these hard nodules that weathered out from the clay. Every time it rained, the clay would wash away, and you'd have these nice hard red iron nodules, siderite nodules, exposed. People would collect them in buckets, bring them back to their house. You can split them with a hammer and chisel, although they often shatter. The easier way to do it is to soak them in water in a bucket, leave them outside over winter, and let the freeze-thaw cycles let the water get in. When it freezes and turns to ice, it expands, and sometimes it pops them right open nice and neat. And so these nodules in the coal all come back from about 307 million years ago, back when Illinois was on the equator. It was warm and tropical. It would have been a steaming swamp. And right by Braidwood and Coal City was a coastline. And so you had a swamp to the north. And as you went farther south, you crossed over into the estuary and bay area. And this is where we start finding some of the animals from the Maison Creek area. Instead, there's also a lot of plants people find. When the strip mining slowly worked their way farther south, they crossed over this ancient shoreline. And that's when you start finding some of the jellyfish, fish, and marine worms, and Tully Monsters. And also lots of shrimp are down there, too. A big part of our collection in the fossil invertebrates come from what was known as Pit 11 from the Peabody coal mine.
Was the environment and the ecosystem very unique that Tully Monsters only lived there, or is the thought that they are only preserved there because of the geology?
That's a good question. The Tully Monsters only found in Illinois. Why is that? And they probably lived elsewhere. We don't have any evidence of it. The conditions at Maison Creek were just right to preserve these specimens. Most fossils are hard parts, bone, teeth, claws, or shells. At the Maison Creek, this is one of the rare places in the world. It's a Lagerstätten, which means a place where you have fossils preserved in lots of quantity and also a very good preservation. So this is one of the, a couple dozen places where you have soft body tissue being preserved as fossils. And that's what makes Maison Creek unique, is we get a lot of animals that may have lived elsewhere but just weren't preserved because they didn't have hard parts. And so the Tully did have the little teeth that were like the size of a sand grain. Wouldn't have made much of a fossil, but here at the Maison Creek, they're preserved with the soft-bodied outlines, and we can see that. We can see jellyfish, which are rarely preserved. A lot of worms are preserved. Just things that normally aren't preserved in other fossil localities are preserved in the Maison Creek, which makes it a place worldwide known by paleontologists for great fossils.
It's remarkable to solve a decades-old scientific mystery, but beyond that, why is this discovery important?
The Tully Monster has been kind of the poster child for problematical fossils. You'll see that in a lot of textbooks that people didn't know what it was. And so it's nice to be able to solve something like that and show that you can apply new techniques, new technology, and solve these old mysteries. And the other reason it's interesting, it's a vertebrate. It's one of in the tree of life in our path or in our area. And so it's interesting to solve that. It's also one of the very few Problematica featured animals that's 307 million years old. Now, that seems like a long time, but a lot of the Problematica fossils, especially you look at the Burgess Shale, which is 520 million years roughly, you have a lot more Problematica fossils back then. And there's not that many from the Pennsylvanian period, so 307 million years ago. So that was interesting that the Tully Monster was found. A fair number of fossils, we have about 1,800 here at the Field Museum. And they're fairly well preserved, but just could not be placed in any taxonomic group. And the other part that makes it interesting is coming as a jawless fish. It's an interesting group of animals that we don't know a lot about. There's a lot of gaps and holes in the tree of life around that area. So putting that in there, we hope, will inspire other people to take a look at the jawless fish and realize there's a lot more diversity than we ever realized with them. We do have some Tully Monsters on display at the Field Museum, so if you want to come on down, you can visit them. They're right around the corner from the Carboniferous Swamp, the Maison Creek Swamp diorama in the Evolving Planet.